Good evening. It's Monday, July 8th, 2013. You're listening to KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska. I'm Shady Grove Oliver, and coming up in evening news, we'll hear about the statewide transportation improvement program. Also, Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman wants to repeal SB 21. We'll also hear from passengers off the cruise ship Regatta that docked in Wrangell last week. Turning first to both local and regional news, a bike path in Saxman, a bridge replacement in Juneau, and trail improvements in Sitka are all on the list of federally funded transportation projects for Southeast Alaska. The state on Friday announced it's seeking public input into the latest version of the list. Dozens of projects from around the state are also included. Peter Christensen is the Department of Transportation's Capital Improvement Program Manager.
STIP is an acronym. It's STIP, Statewide Transportation Improvement Program. And it is a federal requirement that we have a list of projects that we intend to work on with federal funds and that the public be able to see that list, comment on it, and give us feedback.
The four-year list also includes improving Petersburg's Nordic Drive, upgrading 6 miles of Cake Logging Road, and repaving much of Juneau's Egan Drive. Christensen says the list is a living document that undergoes frequent change.
Some projects are able to accelerate and go faster. Some projects might have encountered additional issues in the environmental phase in which they need to be investigated further. We can have trouble purchasing right away, so the project gets hung up there for a little while. A number of things can happen to slow up a project, and a number of things can go right or smoothly to accelerate it.
For example, the list shows Juneau's Brotherhood Bridge replacement will cost about $8.5 million more than expected. The total estimate is now $30 million. Comments are being taken on the project through August 5th. For more information, you can go to the Department of Transportation's website. Just look under Quick Links for 2012 to 2015 STIP. That's STIP. Included is an interactive map where you can find projects in every community. Continuing with regional news, State Senator Bert Stedman added his name to the list of Alaskans hoping to repeal the state's new oil tax structure. The Sitka Republican signed a petition on Tuesday against Senate Bill 21. Supporters of the measure, which was signed into law by Governor Sean Parnell, say it will spur more development in Alaska. But opponents, like Stedman, call it an oil giveaway. KCAW's Ed Ronco was with the senator as he signed his name inside a Sitka cafe.
Like any coffee shop, the Backdoor Cafe is a gathering place where residents talk about current events and local politics over mugs of hot espresso and steamed milk. The walls here are decorated with local art and also with the campaign swag of local politicians, Democrats mostly. So while this place is no stranger to political action, it's something of a novelty to see a Republican state senator standing at the counter receiving a petition from cafe owner Bernadette Rasmussen.
So what they want here is your printed name as it appears on your voter registration card. We need all of this information. You have choices here, your signature.
Stedman and his family sat down at a nearby table with the light blue petition booklet. Stedman signed, so did his wife, Lorene, so did their daughter, Susan.
That's her first official act as a registered voter.
Just outside the cafe, Stedman joked that politics are a family affair and said he wants voters to have a say on the oil tax bill he spent most of the last legislative session opposing.
So I encourage a full public process. And down on the islands in Southeast, we're certainly not afraid of public process. We have lots of it. So I see nothing wrong with having a thorough scrubbing in the media and the Alaskans around the state going to the ballot box a year from August and voicing their opinion.
Changes to Alaska's oil tax structure in Senate Bill 21 could cost about $6 billion over the next 5 years. That's according to a fiscal memo attached to the legislation. And Stedman's opposition to the bill puts him at odds with many in his party. He says the majority of Republicans, especially those inside the rail belt between Anchorage and Fairbanks, favor the new tax structure, but that those opinions are not as unified in the state's rural areas. And Stedman says he himself is not even opposed to redoing Alaska's oil tax structure, which is called Alaska's Clear and Equitable Share, or ACES for short. But he says the debate is not all or nothing either.
So the question isn't take ACES and be happy, or take Senate Bill 21 and, you know, run us off the road. There's a middle ground in here where we could modify the tax structure to keep our keep our basin competitive, yet not give away the farm. And when somebody stands up and says, we have to take 21 and there's no other alternative, don't buy it.
The repeal that Stedman supports, of course, has plenty of opponents. Among them is the Make Alaska Competitive Coalition in Anchorage. The State Chamber of Commerce and chambers in Juneau, Fairbanks, and Kenai have joined the coalition against the repeal, along with a host of other statewide organizations, companies, and individuals. One of those organizations is the Alaska Support Industry Alliance. The Anchorage-based trade association represents the companies that support the state's gas and oil industries. Its members employ about 30,000 people in the state.
We need to increase production. That's what SB 21 was designed to do. So that's one part of the equation.
The other part of the equation, says Alliance General Manager Rebecca Logan, is to bring sustainability and stability to Alaska's state budget, which depends on oil revenue.
The thing we've heard repeatedly from everybody in the testimony is that it's very hard for people to invest billions of dollars here when we're constantly changing our tax structure. So we change our tax structure again, and within 4 days of that change, we start a referendum to repeal that. And in my mind, that's the definition of instability, and we are trying to avoid that.
So let's go back to the other side of this argument and the petition that Stedman signed. Organizers estimate they have about 28,000 signatures across the entire state in favor of repeal so far. They need more than 30,000 to put the issue before voters in August of 2014. Stedman says if the petition is successful, it'll be an uphill battle for those hoping to overturn Senate Bill 21.
And it's going to be the David versus the Goliath discussion. But, you know, when people sit and think about it a minute, they own that oil. And the tax is nothing more than the price to sell it.
In Sitka, organizers estimate they've gathered about 800 signatures so far and estimate they'll break 1,000 when all is said and done. They're planning a final push to gather those signatures at Sitka's 4th of July festivities before mailing the books to Anchorage on the 5th. The overall deadline for the petitions is July 13th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
And finally, turning back to local news, the Wrangell cruise ship season is from early May until mid-September. The Regatta is making 8 trips to town this summer. Though only mid-size by industry standards, it's the largest ship that docks here at 684 passengers with 400 crew. I spoke with some of the passengers on the Regatta while it was in town on July 2nd.
Yes, I'm Bob and this is Pat and we're from the state of Maryland.
Well, we've never been to Alaska. We certainly wanted to see Alaska. And after seeing Alaska, I have one more state left and I will have gone to all of them.
Really? What's the state you've got left?
Hawaii.
Hawaii? Do you have any plans to go there?
Well, there will be eventually. But we love Alaska. We've done a lot of different things off ship since we've been here. We went in a seaplane yesterday. Today we went on a jet boat cruise. Yes, we saw the glacier.
Yeah. What did you think of the glacier?
Oh, it was
great.
Wow, yeah.
It was fabulous.
And
fabulous.
We went with Big John.
One thing that we can't stop talking about between the two of us, the patriotism here for the 4th of July, we just love it.
Yeah.
Well, Baltimore, Maryland's a little larger.
Yeah.
And where we're from, you know, it's on the larger size. Some of the smaller towns do have parades, you know, that are dedicated more to their local residents. But we're just crazy about the use of the flag and the pole. You know, we were watching
nature, the wildlife, and the clean air. On the East Coast, we have no clean air. So it's been very refreshing for us. And we've been on the big cruises, and we prefer the smaller cruises. It gets you into places where you can't get to with the large cruise ships. So there's a lot of value in that.
I'm Mary Beth Johnson from Corning, New York. We brought a whole family of us. There are 15 of us that came on a family reunion. Every other year we do a trip, and we decided, what the heck, we'll go to Alaska when it's warm. We've done the big ship, and we did a little ship in Europe, so we decided to do this medium-sized one so we could come to little towns like this and get in closer. We got off, and we came in early, and nothing was open, and it was kind of quiet, so we were a little worried. But then we walked out to the beach, the Petroglyph Beach, and then we came back, and everything was open, and we're really excited about all your 4th of July stuff that you have going on.
Oh, really? Was that surprising to see?
Yes, yeah. The whole Queen, that was all really interesting to us, and how it finances the fire. fireworks and everything. It was very interesting. Yeah, but it was really fun. And everyone is so friendly here. The people are really nice. Great. Everyone will talk to you. All the clerks stop and ask where you're from. And they tell you their story. And it was really fun.
My name is Shri. And I am from Miami, Florida. And I'm originally from India, but migrated to Miami about 15 years ago.
Okay.
This is my vacationing time here. Just to see different people, different cultures, and to explore the great country of United States of America. It is good. It has its own culture and it has its own economy, which is good. And, you know, it's different from what I'm used to, but it's a definitely a good change. And what I respect and commend is the people who have kept their native environment around them in pristine condition. That is what I see and I admire. Like, if you see everywhere, the local public are very much worried about conserving what the natural resources they have, and that is one thing which amazes me. You know, they are not just into money making, but it's more of keeping their, oh, we can't do that because, you know, that will harm the environment. That's what I saw.
Irene McDermott from Annapolis, Maryland.
And Joe Allwine from Annapolis, Maryland.
We've never been to Alaska before, and it's beautiful. It really is beautiful. And we've never been on a cruise before, but we thought it was a great way to visit Alaska. Looks like Alaska. What we thought Alaska would be. We thought there would be no high rises. We thought we'd see a lot of trees and nature and conservation. And it's quiet, peaceful, friendly.
And we knew about the fishing, and we this morning we did our bear excursion, where we got to see the bears hunt for salmon, which was, you can only see that probably in Alaska. So that's
we'll
one of the.
We'll never see that again.
It was great, a great experience.
Awesome. Those were a handful of passengers off the Oceania Cruises liner Regatta from July 2nd. The Regatta will return to town again tomorrow, and the last ship of the season is the Safari Endeavor, which will dock in Wrangell on September 19th. And that wraps up our evening newscast. Thanks for tuning in to KSTK-FM, your source for daily local news in Wrangell. You can check us out anytime online at kstk.org. You can also find us on Facebook. Stay tuned, your community calendar rundown is coming up next.